Good evening and welcome to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm your host for this evening. And tonight we're just going to talk about, you know, the state of the art industry in the Bahamas. And I have on the show the original Blank Canvas host and the former chief curator of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, Mr. John Cox. Hey, John.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm very grateful to be on the show with you.
Well, we were talking about actually how exhausted and stressed out we are, but like you said, I'm feel blessed and grateful to be here and to still be healthy and to still be working.
Exactly. Exactly. Lots to be grateful for.
And every week every week for now, you do the show for what, like 2 years? And I think I've done it for 8 years. And we were working together when the show started.
Yes.
And every week I say visual culture and creative community. And that always makes me think of you because that was really your tagline.
Right. Well, no, I appreciate that. I'm happy that stood the test of time.
It did because I think it's the part, the creative community. So I think, you know, because the show, we try to talk, you know, we generally do talk about visual art, very often fine art, painting, photography, sculpture, etc. But, you know, we have had chefs on the show or other, you know, musicians, people that are doing other creative things, even though that's not kind of our expertise.
Sure.
And and I think what both you and I have tried to do is not just create, not just support an artist or put on a show, but try to really generate, a community here to actually to build an ecosystem. And that's kind of why I wanted to have you here tonight. So I just wanted to say, like, I've been home 10 years. The decade is a long time. I look back at, you know, what I've achieved or what
that's
I haven't
like 10
achieved.
Years.
Yeah, 10 years.
It feels
a long
like
time.
Quick, but also long at the
right,
same time.
Right.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
So I just wanted to kind of like reflect on the history, because, you know, pop-up, long before I came home, for about 10 years before I came home, was kind of a generator. And there seemed to be these kind of fits and starts, in mm-hmm. a way. And then, you know, you went to The Current. That was like doing, like, that was like banging for mm-hmm. about a year, I guess. And then, you know, we got hit by the pandemic.
Right.
And then in the pandemic, all these spaces have opened. So
sure.
There's Contemporary Art Bahamas, run by Natasha Vasquez. There's Turn, which I've now opened. It seems to be like there's a lot going on, but there's also like not a lot going on. So I just wanted to like talk about it. How do you feel just in general with the development, like since you really came back from college?
Right.
Like, how do you see that?
I mean, I, you know, it's been a whole lot of development. I think if you look back at, I kind of see it like almost like a graph, right? So you think about the creative community in the Bahamas, largely on New Providence, and how you go back as far as things like Jumbay Village and, mm-hmm. you know, Chelsea Pottery and all mm-hmm. these things. And you just kind of, it's almost like a ratio of the amount of creatives that are in the community. And I use the word creatives instead of artists, just a, like in a broader kind of context, for, you know, because including curators and writers and everybody else that kind of supports the bigger parts to the whole. And I think that, you know, we have these kind of key players to thank that were operating 4, 5, 6 decades ago, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they kind of like sprinkled the seeds for us to kind of, you know, develop. But when you look at the kind of angle of that arc of the graph, it was ascending. But certainly in the last 3 decades, that angle has like significantly upticked. And then certainly in the last decade, it's almost like a vertical, right? So there's so many, there's a transition of men being in a position of attention being paid largely to a almost like a paradigm shift of, it's almost like women are like 80-20 now. It's like 80% women who are doing all this amazing work, which I just think is a wonderful kind of transition. But I mean, just to answer your question about like how things have changed, it's very, very exciting. And we've had to stand the test of a lot of firewalls, not excluding the one that we're in right now with COVID, and having to be like, you know, are we still having this conversation? And it's like kind of absurd. Like when it first started, people were like, oh, don't worry, in 2 months we'll be good.
Yeah.
And
well,
now
listen,
we're,
I
and now
tell
we're
you,
2 years.
Yeah.
About,
I was thinking about that the other day. I remember when we postponed the first show at the NAGB when I was still there. And I just thought, like, okay, you know, it was supposed to open in March. And I was like, well, we'll just open it in July. And I don't think anyone had really an inkling. But when I think about the graph, I think about it like when you see those like financial graphs too, there's always these like peaks, but then it always goes down. So it like goes up and then it goes down and then it goes up and then it goes down. And it, the general direction is upwards,
the
but there are always these troughs. I feel like there are these drop-offs.
Right.
So because things happen, like, you know, Pop-Up was so active and then it just kind of dropped off. And that was kind of a Hurricane Matthew situation. Never quite made it back, but then current kind of took over and then that kind of dropped. And then CAB came. You know what I mean? Like, these kind of like ups, downs. And then people regroup and then that strength builds up again.
Right. I mean, one of the things I think that's been really awesome that is recent that I think in the last couple of years that, I mean, I'm quite excited, especially this through COVID now with Turn and Contemporary Art Bahamas and 6260 and all these other spaces and certainly
ICE,
the current
and Project Ice.
And Project ICE. But is the opportunity now for the artists to start to kind of recognize their professional practice, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that what we've done significantly over the last three decades has received incredible kind of critical acclaim, right? So artists are doing work and they're getting recognized. There's like a diaspora of Bahamian artists all over the world being recognized, being included in biennials and museums and that kind of stuff. And I think that's going to continue to uptick.
Mm-hmm.
But there had always been this kind of like little bit of a, and I say this in context because I think visual art is, with no disrespect, I think is leading the way in terms of artists being able to be financially successful,
mm-hmm.
right? There's multiple artists that have made their career, take care of mm-hmm. their children, done all this mm-hmm. stuff through the sale of their artwork.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something about the tangible quality of art, which is creates a particular type of advantage for visual artists over like musicians and performing artists and that type of thing. It's really, really difficult for like a theater person to say, I pay my kids school fees because I'm an actor.
Yeah.
But there's quite a few people who are painters who could say, I put my kids through college making paintings.
Yeah.
You know, what or, those paintings
or,
are about.
Pottery.
Any other kind of more tangible mm-hmm. Plastic art. And I, you know, I just think that that's something that has been happening, but it's also, we're at the point now where I think the systems from bigger, more kind of complex environments are now making themselves present here. So now artists have to reckon truly with what their market value is, truly with what the benefits of being associated with a gallery are, truly with kind of how to interact and how to understand what the kind of agenda of the spaces that they're working with are, and to kind of maybe see their work in ways that they hadn't seen it before, which I think at first encounter might be uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the big like sellout thing. Like if you're too successful, it means that there's an audience of people that are almost engaging with your work in a way that you can't control, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the benefits that come from that cause people to then say, oh, well, this person's this and how they're so successful. And I mean, that you don't have this kind of inner core elite group of followers anymore who are just super educated and cultured and everything else like that. And there's, you know, trying to find a medium ground. And I think that that's really where that's a condition that is like you and I who are gallery owners, right? I mean, to work for Bahamar, everybody knows that the current is an agency of Bahamar, but it's also large. I think it's more an agency of the creative community here and in the region. But, you know, I'm considered by Bahamar as the gallery owner.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm the owner of the department. So you need to behave like this is your personal thing.
Yeah.
And so when you're having to make decisions like that, you're like, okay, guys, we have to make real decisions now. Like we can't, critical rigor is phenomenal, but it's not, you can't only have that. You need to be able to somehow to connect to a space that is going to create a sustainable platform for you.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what's interesting right now, because I think what I think was lacking for many years in the Bahamas was an actual ecosystem. So there was always like a leading space, and that might have been the Chelsea Pottery, or it might have been Pop-Up, or it might have been the NAGB, or it might have been Dunkalik, but there was always kind of one, you know, and everybody kind of wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then things started to change, and then at first it was like, oh my god, like how can there be more than one? Oh, John left the NAGB, geez Louise. Like, and I was like, no, this community can completely support it. I always say, like, before moving home, I lived in a city of 750,000 people, and it had about, you know, 60 art galleries, not all contemporary, so some were old, you know, old master or whatever, but like 60 art galleries and 25 museums. And I'm like, the fact that we think like having more than like five galleries is a problem here, it's not a problem. What's a problem is that everybody wants to keep working the way they worked before. Mm-hmm. And now we have to kind of divide up the pie, or we have to say, okay, this is what you're good at. I'm just going to let you do that. And this is what I'm good at, and I should do that.
Right.
But I think it's really interesting that that is now, like, we have an institution, which is really solid. We have different kinds of commercial spaces doing kind of different kinds of things and serving different needs in different markets. And it really starts to look like an ecosystem to me.
I agree.
And I think that's really interesting because, you know, you're doing like a lot of merchandising. Like, we're not going to do that at Turn. And it's not because I turn my nose down at it. I think it's awesome. But I just don't choose to do that.
Right.
I'm doing something else, which is, you know, we're trying to, like, again, you know, really reach international audiences and, like, put certain artists into the canon, you know, mm-hmm. and that's a different kind of work. Mm-hmm. And that is a bit like somewhere on that border of, like, again, it is a little bit elite, right? We're dealing with high museum curators and you're trying to, like, broaden the audience, which is great. And I think mm-hmm. they all serve their purpose. And Contemporary Art Bahamas is really just sort of about sales and making sure artists are eating, which is also important, but maybe not so much the archiving, maybe not so sure. much the scholarly work, maybe not the writing about it. And that's so important too, because without the writing, you know, you can sell all the work you want. If it's not written down, no one else in the world is going to know about it. So
sure.
that's why things that the NAGB did were so important. Like Brent Malone, we all know Brent Malone was amazing, but without a catalog and without a show right. that travels and without documentation that some researcher in Germany can access, it doesn't actually matter how great a painter he was or how many paintings he sold or if he paid his daughter's school fees.
Right.
No one knows, right? So there's all these different parts of the puzzle
right.
that need to be done. And I think now we're sort of getting to a point where there are all these different agencies that are taking on a different part of the puzzle.
Right.
And
that's
kind of exciting to me.
That's how I see it as well. I think, you know, and I think what you mentioned before, comparing it to the city that you were in with all of those galleries and the number of people that were living in the city, and you think about that, I think it's important to kind of recognize for us in the Bahamas, it's a unique situation. I mean, there's not a lot of people here.
There's not.
There are not a lot of people here. And so there's a moment of transition, which is always kind of filled with uncertainty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you say, you know, when Pop-Up was kind of in its heyday and we did our thing and, you know, and then NAGB was doing its thing and, you know, and now ICE is very popular and all, you know, other things in Turn is
out there. And 6260 and even what's happening at Traveler's Rest, right?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. And so I think that it's all part of supporting, like you say, the greater ecosystem. And also, too, it's about audiences as well, right? I mean, mm-hmm. your artists can only be as good as the audience that they're kind of surrounded by. And then, you know, there's the kind of elite crew of people who are going to be putting people in the canon. But then there's also the rest of the people.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And so the rest of the people need to kind of go like, well, you know, you don't...
I don't really care about the canon. I just want something nice on my wall.
I appreciate how important this person is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not in that system of creating or elevating this person to that level, but I also can appreciate what is going on. And I kind of feel like... And I know, like, for us, like, you know, one of our things is, you know, at the current... It's an ambitious goal. It kind of goes back to Jackson talking about 2020 and more people coming to the Bahamas for culture and art than for just the beach. And that's something that we really are trying to do. And I think all of these things are really important. Like all of them are like eyelets and we're like lacing together a shoe and we need to like really run the laces through all of these things. Cause we start to understand like, wow, you know, the medium is broad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually really, really broad. And I feel like some of the things we need to be, you know, almost like the Sankofa bird. Like we need to look at the past and recognize and respect the past and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes moving forward seems quite absurd because you're doing things that don't seem like they can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, that's never going to work. But it's those things that never work that actually create the paradigm shift. And those few people who are willing to take...
I'm pretty sure somebody told Steve Jobs whatever he was doing in his garage wasn't going to work either. But
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're going to go to a quick break now. I'm here in the studio speaking with John Cox, who was the chief curator at the National Art Gallery when I was the executive director 10 years ago and went on to be the creative art director at Bahamar. I always get your title wrong, but it's something like that, right? Creative arts director at Bahamar at The Current. And, of course, also founded Pop-Up along with some other artists that, you know, I was just talking to a couple of them this week. So we're really just talking about how the art scene's changed, what's happened over the last 20 years, sort of where we are today, and, you know, how we're going to move forward. So you're here listening to the NAGB's Blank Canvas. I'm your host, Amanda Coulson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.